Ein Mal in Allah is given. One time was a little boy, and his name was Moshe. But his mommy and tati, because they loved him so much, they called him Moshele. And little Moshele was not as lucky as the other boys. The other boys, most of them lived in a nice house, and they had a bed with covers and quilts and a pillow. Little Moshele Kinalach, he didn't have a bed. It was broken. And mommy and tati couldn't fix it, and they couldn't buy him a new one. So he slept on the floor, on a blanket. And sometimes he had some straw, dry grass, and he put that so he had it a little bit soft. And sometimes he had a pillow, and sometimes his brother got the pillow. And sometimes he had a warm blanket, but sometimes his brother got the warm blanket. They didn't have enough blankets because they were very poor. And the other kinalach, kinalach, in those days, when they would wake up in the morning, mommy would give them a nice breakfast, and they would eat and go to the cheder to learn Torah. And little Maishala kinalach woke up, and sometimes mommy said, Maishala, I'm so sorry. We don't have any food this morning, not even bread, because we don't have any money. And little Moshele was hungry, and not only little Moshele, but little Chanele, and little Sarala, and little Shmulik, and little Berele, and all the brothers and sisters were hungry, because they were so poor, they didn't have enough money even to buy food. And so little Moshele said to Mommy and Tati, Mommy and Tati, I would love to go to the cheder to learn Torah and Chumash and daven with the other kinderlach and go to the Rebbe and have all the nice games at recess time with all the other boys, but because the family is so poor, I'm not going to go to cheder. I'm going to go out and work to get money that we should have enough food and clothes. Because not only they were hungry, but sometimes there wasn't enough clothes. They were so poor that six of the kids would share one pair of shoes. And sometimes Berela got to wear the shoes, so he can go outside, but the other kinderlach had to stay inside. And sometimes it was Moshele's turn, and he would wear the shoes, and he would go outside. They didn't have enough shoes that everybody should be able to go outside, especially in the winter when it's freezing and there's snow. And a jacket also. You know how much it cost to buy jackets for all the kinderlach? They couldn't afford it. They were very poor. And so little Moshele, the little boy, thought, what can I do to go to work and get money for my family? I would sure love to do something to help my tati and mommy get some more money. And one day he got an idea. He got himself a box, and he found a piece of rope, and he tied a rope around the box like a kind of a strap, and he hung it around his neck. So the box was in front of him, and he got a few buttons, and he got a few pencils, and he got a few strings, and he got a few little things that he put into the box, and he went around selling it like a traveling salesman. And he would walk around the town, who needs a button? Who needs a pencil? Who needs a pen? Who needs a string? Who needs a shoelace? Little things like that. And people would come out, oh, I need a button. Yes, I need a few of those black buttons. Well, each button cost a penny, and they would pay him a penny for a button. But somebody would say, I need a pencil. Oh, I'd like that pencil. Give me the orange pencil. Maishal would say, that costs a nickel. and they would give him a nickel. Or somebody would say, I need a pair of shoelaces. Well, that cost a dime, and they would give him a dime. And at the end of the day, he would take the money home and give it to Mommy and Tati. And Mommy and Tati were so happy. Look, Moishele, you brought money. We can go to the store and buy food, and the kinilah could have what to eat tonight, and even Mommy and Tati could eat something. And sometimes they had a little more money. They would buy a little bit of fish, and they would buy a loaf of bread, and they were so happy. And sometimes, kinilah, if business wasn't so good and Moishele didn't sell too much, they would just buy a bread and an onion. And the kinilah ate bread and onions for supper. And they would drink water if they didn't have enough money for milk. But they were happy. At least they had something. And the kinilah, this went on. Now, even though they were very poor, Moishele's family was very happy. You know why they were so happy? Because they were Yidden, and they had Torah and mitzvahs. And even they were poor, kinilah, Tati learned Torah at night. And they davened, of course, and they went to shul. And they had Shabbos as good as they could make it in the house. And, of course, they made Pesach and all the Yamim Tevim. And they said brachas in the house and said tilim. And they had sometimes an oirech, what they would share with. And, of course, what makes a person happy is not just bread and onions or a shtickle fish. What makes a person happy? What's the main happy? From his body that he eats and drinks, or from his neshama? From his neshama. And what makes the neshama happy, kinilah? Torah and mitzvahs. And so, kinilah, it went through the year, each day, of course, not Shabbos, chas shalom, or yantiv, but Moishele would go out working while the other kids were sitting and learning in yeshiva that had more money. And one day it came, the winter time, and it was very cold outside. Freezing cold, and it was snowing. And the wind was blowing. And the weather was not so nice because there was a lot of snow and ice. And by this time, Moishele, because he made a little bit of money, he bought himself a pair of boots. And he said, Mommy, I'm going out in the snow to sell buttons and pencils and threads and strings and all my other things. And Mommy would say, Moishele, don't go out in the freezing cold. It's so freezing outside. After all, we don't want you to go out and get a cold. Or chas v'shalom, that you should slip and fall into ice. Stay home today. Don't go out working. But Mommy, we don't have no money for food. We need it that I should go every day to get money for food. Oh, Mommy says, one day we'll manage, so we won't eat today. So we'll fast today. Tomorrow we'll eat. Moishele says, maybe tomorrow is going to be more snow and more cold wind. No, I don't want my brothers and sisters to be hungry and thirsty or to be cold. I'm going to go out and sell the buttons, and I don't care if it's freezing and I don't care if it's snowing. I'm going to get going. And so Moishele took his box and he put his rope around his neck and he goes out in the freezing cold snow and he starts to do his business. Buttons! Who wants to buy buttons and pencils and pens and threads and strings and other little things? But kinilah, it was so freezing cold, nobody was in the street. Nobody was out even shopping. And a lot of the stores were closed. It was just too cold to go out. Now, if there's nobody in the street, does Moishele have somebody to come to buy anything? No. Well, Moishele said, look, I live in this little town, but if I go down the road, And I go over the mountain. On the other side of the mountain is the big city. And over there is much more people and much more houses and much more stores. And probably for sure, even on a snowy cold day in the city, a lot of people are still out shopping. So I'm going to go to the big city and try to go over there to sell my stuff. All I got to do is go down the road and over the mountain. But then he got a little bit scared, but I'm going to be alone going over the mountain, and it's starting to snow pretty hard. Should I go back home where it's safe? Or should I go over the mountain to the big city? Well, Moishele said, look, if I just go home, there won't be any money, and my sisters and brothers and mommy and tati will be hungry, so I'm going to go over the mountain. And Moishele starts to go on the road over the mountain with his box. And at first, Kenalach, he wasn't too scared. He was singing a little bit that he knew how to sing. And he was saying the Aleph Beis because he knew how to say the Aleph Beis. And he was saying Nekudas because he knew how to say the Nekudas. Anything that he was trying to feel close to Hashem, that he shouldn't feel alone and he shouldn't feel so cold. But a lot of big black clouds were coming to the sky. And Moishele could see is a big storm coming. A big snowstorm. A blizzard. Right? What is it, a lizard or a blizzard? A lizard? A blizzard, right? A big snowstorm is called a blizzard. It's coming, a big blizzard. And it starts to snow. And it was so cold. And it was so windy. And the snow filled the air. And everything was all white. Now, in a real blizzard, it's so white you can't see anything but white. You can't see even trees if there's a lot of snow coming down. And at first, Moishele was still able to see the road, but now the road got covered with snow and he didn't even know where's the road and where's not the road. And after a while, as he was climbing on the mountain through the snow, he knew that he was lost because he couldn't see the road anymore. And the time was going on, and he was trying to get to the city, but he was just lost. He was just on the mountain, and he just didn't know where he was. And he said, oh, I hope I get somewhere before it gets dark to the city or back to my house. Otherwise, I'm going to be at night in the forest in the snow. And it was so cold. What's he going to do? He could freeze, chas v'shalom. You know, you can't be out in freezing cold for a real long time, because if you get too cold, chas v'shalom is very bad, and you could freeze. And it got dark, and the sun was going down, and the night was coming. And Moishele got scared. Oh no, I'm going to be at night on the mountain by myself alone without any warm place and without any food and with nobody to take care of me. Now Moishele remembered what his tati told him. Never fall asleep in the snow because then you could freeze. You have to keep moving. And Moishele was getting very tired because he was walking the whole day. And he was walking through the snow on the mountain. He was getting very tired. And he felt like lying down and going to sleep in the snow. And he remembered, Tati told me I should never fall asleep in the snow. Never lie down. I should just keep going. And Moishele kept going. And now it was dark. It was nighttime. But he felt so tired. And he felt himself falling down. Couldn't go on one more step, and he felt himself falling asleep, and he couldn't help it, and Moishele fell asleep in the snow. Now, Kinalach, the next morning, the snowstorm had stopped, and the whole mountain was just white. That morning, a Goyish farmer was walking over the mountain with his big boots, and he was walking through the snow. A big farmer. And as he was walking, he was pushing away the big snow that was there, and all of a sudden he sees something sticking out of the snow. He says, "What's that? That looks like a finger. It couldn't be a finger, impossible, but it looks like a finger. And it's blue, it looks like a blue finger. What's here, a doll or something?" He goes over with a stick and he scrapes away snow and he sees a hand, a blue hand. "Hey, look, it looks like a person's hand. It must be a person is under the snow and got frozen. Chas v'shalom, like a frozen chicken. You ever saw a frozen chicken from the freezer? Well, chas v'shalom, if a person starts freezing, they turn blue." And he pushed away the snow and he sees a little boy with a rope around his neck and a box of buttons and strings. And the boy is frozen like a chicken. "Oh, poor little boy. I'll pick him up and I'll carry him to my house and I'll take care of him." And the guy picked up the little boy, little Moishala, and he carries him through the snow back to his house, what was near the mountain. And he comes in to his wife. He says, "Look, I found a frozen boy in the snow. I don't know if he's alive or dead. Let's help him." And so they take the little boy into the house. And at first, what they're supposed to do if a person is freezing is they rub snow on him. Even though he's cold, but you're not supposed to put hot on him, you're supposed to rub snow on him. And they rubbed and rubbed and rubbed until now he wasn't blue anymore. He was turning back to be pink. Like a person, like a pink person. Right? If you're alive, you're pink, sort of pinkish red, kind of, right? Okay. He got his color back and they said, "Look, he's breathing. He's still alive. Okay, let's put him in bed with some blankets. He should warm up." And they put him in bed with blankets. And finally, after a while, he opened his eyes. But he was so schwach, he couldn't talk. And they made him a cup of tea, hot tea. "Here, little boy, drink this. You'll feel better. You almost died in the snow." And the little boy drank the tea and he felt better. "Now tell us, little boy, what's your name? We'll try to get you home." And Moishele said, "My name is, I forgot my name. I don't understand. I don't know my name." And the guy said, "Well, when a person freezes like that, sometimes they lose their memory. They can't remember anything. Well, try to remember where you live." "Oh, I know where I live. I live I forgot where I live. I forgot where's my house." "Well, tell me, what's your father's name? What's your mother's name? Do you have brothers and sisters?" "Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember anything. It's like my head is like blank, like a balloon. It's empty. There's nothing inside my head. I don't remember my name. I don't remember where I came from. I don't remember my house. I don't remember my mommy and tati, what they look like. I don't remember anything. All I remember is falling asleep in the snow. That's all I remember." Well, the guy said, "Look, you have nowhere to go. Nobody to take care of you, and you're just a little boy. Why don't you stay here with us and live with us? We have no children. We would love to have a little boy like you. We'll take care of you until your mind comes back and you remember who you are." And the boy said, "Thank you." Now, Kenalach, Moishele didn't even remember that he was a yid. He didn't remember anything. All he knew was that he was a little boy. And the Goyish man said, "Little boy, we're going to give you a name, Peter. Your name is going to be Peter. And you're going to be just like our little son. We'll take care of you. We'll give you food. We'll give you clothes. We'll take care of you like our own son. And you'll help me on the farm with the chickens and with the turkeys and with the cows and milking the cows and with taking care of the eggs and the corn and the wheat. And we'll take care of you. Don't worry about anything. And so Kinelech, little Peter, started now to live with the Goyisha family on the farm. And they took care of him. And every day he would get up and he would work on the farm, taking care of the chickens and the eggs and the cows and milking the cows and taking care of turkeys and taking care of ducks and taking care of cutting down the wheat and picking tomatoes and picking potatoes and all that kind of thing. And 1 year went by and 2 years went by. And a long time went by. And Kinelech, this is how Peter lived. One day, the goy says to Peter, "Listen, Peter, you're a big boy now, and I need you to help me to go on a trip to the big city. We're going to take a lot of the things on a wagon to the big city, and we're going to go to the market day where they're selling all the stuff. And usually I go by myself, but today I think I'm going to take you because I think you're a big enough boy to help me in the big city." "Oh," Peter says, "Daddy, that's wonderful. I'd like to go with you." And so Daddy and Peter loaded up bags of stuff on the wagon from the farm. And they put eggs and they put milk and all kinds of things from the farm. And they start to drive to the city to go sell it to market day. And they went down the road that leads to the big city. They went through the fields, and they went through the forest, and they went over the hill. And it was so exciting to go to the marketplace, the market day in the big city. But what a surprise when they got to the city. Usually on market day, all the stores were open. The stores that were on the main street, and there was a lot of people that were in the stores. And then there was a field, a big open place near the stores. And over there came all the farmers with wagons that didn't have a store. And they would make their wagon to be a store. They would open up the bags, you could see what's inside, and they would sell the things on the wagon, just like a store. So you can either go to the stores, or you can go in the field, and you can go shopping all over the place. And everybody comes, and there's so many people, city people, and people from the farms. This was what market day usually looked like. But today, something was different. Daddy says to Peter, "Look, Peter, most of the stores are closed. And it's just a regular day in the week. And there's very few people out. This is certainly not a market day. There's hardly anybody in the street. What's going on? Why isn't this a regular market day?" "Well, let's ask somebody." And they asked somebody that was standing off in the street, "Excuse me, mister, what's going on today that most of the stores are closed and there's not a lot of people out in the street?" And the man said, "Well, don't you know what's today? It's the Jewish holiday called Rosh Hashanah. And a lot of the stores are owned by Jews. And they're closed because the Jews don't go and open a store or work on one of their holidays. And a lot of them, or most of them, or all of them, are not even shopping and going to stores and going to market day. They're in their shul for their holiday. So today is not a regular kind of a market day because all the Jews are not here and a lot of the stores are closed." All of a sudden, Peter says, "Daddy, what's Jews? What's that? And what's Rosh Hashanah? Daddy, what is that? Because as soon as he heard the word Rosh Hashanah, he felt a little kind of a tingle go up his spine, like something happened inside. Now remember, Kindalach, all of these years, little Peter never knew that he was really Maishele, and he never remembered that he was a Yid. He was just living like a Goy. Well, Daddy says, well, Jews, you know, they're a different kind of people. They look different, they eat different, they act different, and they live in a different neighborhood usually, they have different kind of writing. What do you mean, Daddy? How do they look different? Well, they have beards, and they have hats, and strings coming out of their pants. That's how they look. Well, Daddy, what do you mean they eat different? Well, they don't eat certain things that us goyim eat. They don't eat in our restaurants. They don't eat the kind of meat we eat. They eat different kind of things. And Daddy, what do you mean they act different? Well, they sit in their shuls and they learn and they pray and they put money in cans and they're always helping one another. And that kind of thing, you know, it's Jews. Daddy, can we go see what the Jews are doing? Ah, Peter, it's not for us. Well, Daddy, what are we going to do? Most of the stores are closed. We brought all this stuff. What are we going to do? We should come back another day. Well, Daddy says, I'm hungry. I think I'm going to go to a restaurant and eat. Aren't you hungry, Peter? And Peter says, no, Daddy, I think I'm going to have a walk around. Can I walk around? I'm a big boy. And I'll meet you in a while. Daddy says, okay, you see that restaurant over there? I'm going over there, and you can walk around, and you meet me over there in a few hours. And so Peter starts to walk around the town. And he went down a street. All of a sudden, he sees people that are dressed up in beautiful, nice suits, and ladies that are dressed up in nice dresses, and kids that are dressed up in little nice hats. And they're walking and they're carrying these little books, every one of them. Look at these people. On a regular day, they're so dressed up. I wonder if these are Jews, like my daddy said, because there's a beard, yeah. And there's one of those things on top of their head. I think it's called a yarmulke. And there are strings coming out of their pants, right? Just like my daddy told me, these must be those Jews. Excuse me, Peter says to one of those boys. Why are you dressed up today? It's just a regular day. The boy says, oh no, today is a big yontif, Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of our year, the Jewish year. In fact, it's the head of the year. On this day, Hashem decides everything that's going to happen to us. So we go to shul, and we daven, and we ask Hashem for a good year and a sweet year. Peter says, what do you mean davening? What do you mean shul? What do you mean Hashem? I don't know what you mean. And what's that big fat book in your hand? This is a machzer. I'm going to go to shul, and I'm going to daven for my machzer. I'm going to say Amelach HaKadosh. I'm going to say all the tefillahs over there. And hear the shofar. What's a shofar? Says Peter. What are you talking all these words I never heard in my life? Well, you probably wouldn't understand. It's for Jews, you know. Well, Peter was very interested what it's all about. Because Kindalach, inside of Peter was a neshama. He's a yid, you know. And that neshama was just buried under all of those things that buried it, that covered it over all these years, that he wasn't doing all the things for his Yiddishkeit, but his neshama was feeling every word. As soon as he heard the word shofar, his neshama got excited. As soon as he heard the word machzer, his neshama started to get very, very excited, like it wants to jump out. And Peter didn't know this, but something inside of him was getting very, very strong, a feeling that he wants to go to the shul, and he didn't even know why. That was his neshama kinalach, feeling everything. And Peter says, can I go and sit in the back of the shul and watch? And the boys said, well, we can't really chase you out or anything, but usually only Jews come into the shul. Well, Peter says, I really want to go.